everybody, Phil Vassar here. Today, my buddy Hunter Hayes is going to stop by the cellar. This guy plays over 30 instruments. 30 instruments. It's crazy. He's been called the leader of country music's youth revolution. Pretty cool. So get ready to rock. This guy's amazing. You're going to love it. And go. How you doing, bud?
Good.
Thanks again for being here on South Florida. This is really, really great.
Dude, I've been watching. I love this thing.
Well, thank
this
you
is
very
super
much.
Vibey. The room is
It's
not at all as big as it looks in the video, so you guys are brilliant. But it's super vibey, man.
I kind of sat down here and I just started diddling around on piano and had this room and the candles were lit and I was like, this is neat. So I just kind of ran the stuff over, and now it's just become this little show. It's kind of fun, right?
Oh, it's cool, man. I love watching it and hearing all the crazy stories, and the sort of conversational part, I think, is probably my favorite.
But well, it is.
We should probably sing, too.
We don't have to sing at all. It's really cool. And, all right, well, tell me, because I've listened to some of the stuff. And, I love the new stuff. And tell me about Amen.
Thank you, man.
Tell me about that.
Thanks
I mean,
for listening.
We've been, you know, of course, writing, and you know, I'm just a big, big fan, as you know. But, I mean, it's just... You know, if we could, if everybody could be an artist like you, I'd feel pretty good about our genre. But songs like Amen, I mean, really strong. Now tell me about that.
Thank you, man. Well, Amen was kind of it was the accidental thing when you're trying to write the other song. And then somebody accidentally says something and doesn't realize that they just said a song title. You know what I mean? It's that beautiful moment. And I think I was talking to J.T. Harding. It was me, J.T. Harding, and Josh Osborne. We were writing something completely different. And I was talking about a sermon that my pastor actually said at the beginning of the year. And something that he said that really meant a lot to me that I don't remember now, obviously. But but it was something that really like stuck with me. And I was like, oh, man, amen to that. What J.T. wrote down amen, and he was like, we were looking for kind of a direction to go with this verse that we were working on. And he was like, well, you said something really interesting. And he said something. I don't know what the sentence was that he said. I just remember him repeating amen and saying amen written in his book. And for the next 10 minutes, I can't tell you what he said. I was just in my own mind going, wait a minute, amen. What if amen was a song about, like, what if that was, like, the answer to the prayer? Because the moment when you say amen, when you're, like, somebody's talking, and you're like, oh, man, amen to that. Like, the physical feeling is very releasing.
Right.
You just, everything in your world changes all of a sudden because you feel like you're understood / you understand you're connected to that person. And it's kind of like a prayer has been answered, too. And
right. And
I wanted to write this love song that was more than just a love song, but, like, no, this is like an answered prayer. This is a miracle. Like, this is something that was sent down at a moment where, you know, I knew I needed it, but you know I didn't know what to do. It was a light in the dark, you know.
Wow,
so,
yeah.
So that's kind of what Amen is for me. It's an answer to a prayer, and it's that beautiful moment when you realize kind of how it looks and when you never would have expected it, you know. So,
well, I'm excited, dude.
Yeah.
Play this. I'm excited to play this. This is great.
I was a wreck. I hit my knees till they were bruised. Giving up, it felt like all that I could do. I walked the line until the line was just a blur. And love was out of reach, and faith was just a word. Well, I've been searching, I've been praying. I've been hurting, I've been patient. I've been lost and found again. Waiting for my amen. Looking at you now, I believe someone up there's looking out for me. And now I know how my prayer ends. Baby, you're my amen. Hallelujah, you're my amen. Hallelujah, you're my amen. Well, I grew up going to church in a two-street town. I read the verse that never made sense until right now. Your kiss is like a healing wind, holy water on my skin. The way you say me, baby, makes me feel like I've been touched by heaven. Why? baby, you're my amen. You're my heart, you're my home, you're my breath, you're my song. Amen. You're the sun and my season, the answer, the reason. Amen. Oh, every night when I lay me down to sleep, I pray to the Lord that you're mine to keep. Amen. I say amen. Yeah, amen. I've been searching, I've been praying, I've been hurting, I've been patient. I've been lost and found again, waiting for my.
So, I mean, just in the process of writing this record, I mean, I'm interested in, I mean, I've seen your process. It's really amazing. But have you felt like you had to really write this whole record, or, I mean, digging into it? What was your process of doing that?
So there's 100-something songs written for this record.
Right.
And that's great. That's fine. Like, I'm okay with that. You know, hopefully the other songs will see the light of day in some kind of way. But at the same time, if they were written from a weird place of, like, trying too hard, then it's like, well, it's probably better to let them go, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it takes me, like, you know, 10 songs to get one that really, like, I have to get a lot out of my system before I'll get that one
right. That
will end up on the record. And that's been kind of the process for the, you know, last year. And getting out of my head, because I'm really, the only real talent I have is overthinking everything. and I had to really work hard. I still work hard on it. I haven't really found the method to get out of it. It just takes me a while. I just have to keep thinking until I stop thinking.
Well, that's good, though, because, I mean, the conversations we've had, I mean, you're really, you know, you're smart. You're a smart guy, you know, and you think. And plus, a lot changes, you know, from the time you're 18 to 21 to 25 to 30 to 35. I mean, it's like, you know, you really do evolve artistically, and your music's going to evolve, too, you know?
Well, I think as a person, you evolve. And the
Absolutely,
in the time that I've been working on this record, that's a big life change for anybody.
Yeah.
No matter what industry you find yourself in,
yeah. If
you're sitting in a studio or whatever you do, man, that's a big time. Because even if you've, like, established your career, you haven't established how you're going to fit into it yet.
Right.
You know what you want to do. You know what you're passionate about. But how do you put your piece of the puzzle into the big picture, you know, and become part of something? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of what this record is for me. And I'm still, the funny thing is, man, like, normally at this point in writing for the record and, like, you know, putting the single out, and we're finally, like, we're really on the road, like, crazy on the road now.
Right.
And it's only going to get crazier. Like, I would normally be kind of mentally worn out on writing. I would feel like I have nothing left to say.
Right.
And I would kind of shut that part of my brain down, and I'd work on just making the record. And right now, I've never felt more like, not to be cheesy, but I've never felt more, like, creatively alive than
right.
I do right now. And I find that really interesting, because that really means that the process has been good to me, even though it's been hard and there's been some tough stuff, and
yeah,
I had to kind of figure that out. Like, you know, there are a lot of challenges, a lot of hurdles, but it means that I feel better for it, not just that I have to find the things that I learned in it. It's like I can feel the progress of the things that I learned and what it's made me into and who I feel like I've become. So
we're going to write a song right now, then.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay, good. So we're going to write a song. That's really the truth. But it's like you really do have to sometimes you say a lot of stupid things before you get to that line,
totally.
Right? You know?
Yeah. And you have to be okay with it. Like, I have to just kind of let go. I have to stop thinking. It's really easy to say, oh, that's a stupid idea before you say it.
Yeah.
You know? And even though it is a stupid idea, it's going to get you somewhere.
Right.
And that's the idea.
Yeah. And it is the truth, because it does. I mean, it's like, no, that's not it, but what about this or what about that? Because it's like a tennis. It's like volleying, you know?
And, totally.
And co-writing is a lot of fun that way. it took me a little bit to get used to, but man, I really love it. You know, it's like even if you don't write a great song or write a song at all, you have a great lunch. You know, which is good. You know, you got somebody to go to lunch with. You know, you see different processes for different writers, and you know, you're very meticulous. You're a musician too. You know, and you're doing all this stuff, but it is. I mean, because I know writers that I've sat in a room with, and you'll be like, you know, I'll have 18 cups of coffee, and I'm like, what about this? What about this? They're sitting there going, and like, you know, smoking a cigar or something like that, and then we just let's go to lunch. You know, whatever. Like Alan Jackson or something like that. Alan's just like, yep. You know, or whatever. It's just real laid back. What are we doing now? We're going to do Ask When I Love You. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I love songs with modulations, and I remember this song like it was yesterday, the first time I heard it.
Really?
Yeah, so I was looking at the list, and I was like, like a million songs, and I was like, I want to play one of yours, and thinking about it, and going through all of it, and we've played a few together, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know. This one stuck out, and I was like, man, I haven't, yeah.
All right, it's going to be good
This is going to be fun.
Well, I'm excited for you to sing this. This is going to be really good. All right, here we go. Let's try it. Well, yeah. All right, here we go.
When I hear you stop and laugh out loud, when you're falling fast asleep, you're in the middle of a crowd, when you're lying close to me. When I hear you softly say my name, when you're high and when you're low, you already know. Everywhere you go, you dress up with your dress down. When you're talking on the phone with a million people all around, when you're all alone, well, you're near.
You when you first started playing everything? I mean, because it's like, you know, you've guitar first, piano first, or everything at the same time, or
it
drums.
Accordion first.
Accordion.
Yeah, because I grew up in Louisiana. That's
right.
Like, that's what you do.
That's right. Yeah.
When you're 2 years old, you get an accordion.
Buckwheat Zydeco.
It's a deal.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I grew up playing like accordion and played a lot of Cajun music, and then it was drums for my fifth birthday.
Oh.
That's looking back, I think that's when my parents became eligible to be saints because they gave me a drum kit.
Which is not the smartest thing you can ever do for a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah, it's like, well, no, it's like they gave me, and their only rule was that I had to wear earplugs. Not that I had to go and tell them when to wear earplugs, but that I had to wear earplugs and I had to stop when the sun went down.
Really?
So that was the only rules in the house. And our house is small, man. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, our house is not much bigger than this cellar. And it was loud.
Wow.
It was loud. And
that's
I would
awesome.
Play all the time. So.
So they nurtured that, and then you just started playing. From there, you went to drums and singing.
It was
all
drums,
stuff.
And then it was guitar. Guitar was the next thing.
You're so educated. It's like, you know, as far as you know, you're... You know, I remember talking to you for the first time, and you were bringing up stuff. I'm going, wow, this guy knows his stuff, right? You
no,
know,
man. Thank you for saying
so
that.
So what else are we going to do today? We got another song we're going to do.
Yeah, I want to do...
This is a new single, right?
This is the single, the first single off of this project.
Which is awesome.
I think it's awesome and incredibly ironic, because it is this, like... Because I've been working on this record, and we should talk about this.
Yeah.
I want to... This is like a therapy session for me. You don't understand.
Is it
like,
really extreme?
Between the wine and getting to talk about this record, this is going to be good for my soul, but... But, yeah, I've been working on this record for a while, like 2.5 years, more than that.
Right.
And, you know, this song was kind of came at a very interesting point in the chapter. And I love that it's the first thing that I'm saying on this chapter, because this chapter is all about moving on and new things. And that's
right.
what this song is about. And ironically, it's called Yesterday's Song, which
right.
I think is just funny.
It is
but,
funny.
But, yeah, but it's about that. It's about leaving some stuff behind, you know,
right.
moving on and starting anew. So.
And you got to do that as an artist. I want to hear it. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Rock it on.
To crank it with the windows down. I used to love it, yes I did. Oh, but I'm over it, man, I'm over it now. I used to leave it playing on repeat. Yeah, I spun that record till it turned on me. DJ knows exactly what I need. I need an out with the old and with the new beat. You were the rooftop at the top of my lungs, blowing the speakers in the back of my truck. Oh, well, you've had your chance then, yeah, but I'm moving on. And now it's just yesterday's song, the soundtrack every night in my bed. You were the hook and circ in my head. Now you're just an echo when the feeling is gone. Baby, now it's just yesterday's song, yeah. We had a moment, yeah. But there's no more magic in the melody. It's lost and you know it, ooh. It's just the sound of what we used to be. I used to leave it playing on repeat, yeah. I'd spun that record till it turned on me. The DJ knows exactly what I need, yeah. Little dancing could be good for me. You were the rooftop, every top of my lungs, blowing the speakers in the back of my truck. Oh, well, you had your chance then, yeah, but I'm moving on. And now it's just yesterday's song, yesterday's song, the soundtrack every night in my bed. You were the woo-hoo, get stuck in my head. Now you're just an echo when the feeling is gone. Now you're just yesterday's song, yeah. Na 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 na. Yeah, yesterday's song. Na 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 na. Hey, I got a whole new hey. I got a brand new woo.
Woo.
I got new moves and your old news. Got a new song I wanna sing to. I'm gonna get by and get through without. She used to be the rooftop at the top of my lungs, blowing the speakers in the back of my trunk. Oh, when you had your chance, then you're I'm moving on. And now you're just yesterday's song, the soundtrack every night in my bed. You were the woo-hoo getting stuck in my head. Now you're just an echo when the feeling is gone. Baby, yesterday's song. Yesterday's song.
Dude, that was awesome, brother, man. That was so good,
that's
man.
Fun, man.
I was just in London, and I talked to some of my buddies over there, right? Talking about, you know, you doing the show, and they're like, we can't wait for his new music. We're so excited. You know, so tell him we're excited. So, I mean, it's you know, you got so many too, big fans.
It's been so rad.
We're excited, and, man, I just really appreciate you being on, man. I love
thanks
you, bro.
For
you're
having
so
me.
Talented,
it's so good
man.
To come and hang out.
Just love it, man, and thanks
enjoy
for being
this.
On Songs from the Cellar. Songs from the Cellar, my brother Hunter Hayes. Wow. You get better than that. And go.